Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this live Sunday, the 28th day of June, 2026. And I'm very honored and blessed to be here with you this evening. We have a huge live broadcast for you. The communists here in the United States are winning almost all of the Democrat primaries. We got big developments on that front. There are big developments with the Department of Homeland Security moving to, with the Supreme Court ruling, deport Haitians, Syrians, and others. The left is completely flipping out. We have the Republicans led by Thune and Cornyn bragging that they're killing the SAVE Act that would just have basic voter ID. Just absolute treason. Then we have Muslims marching in every major capital of the world and other major cities, just hundreds and hundreds of huge marches, saying, we are conquering the West, we are taking you over. I have like 60 or 70 videos of this, and this is intense stuff. Many of them with swords, Allah Akbar, we're going to conquer you, we're taking you over. Meanwhile, someone said, well, then let's go bomb Iran, let's stop the Muslims. We bomb them and then open our borders up and bring them in. That's the craziness. This, we have 45 times the Muslims in the West we had before 9/11 now. Then Trump, you remember, I don't know, 3-4 months ago, I said 25th Amendment him if he continues this. He said, Iran is going to be completely destroyed, never again to return. Their civilization will be gone. Well, I said, Trump, that's nuclear talk. He said it's going to be one big glowing crater, the whole country. He reissued a similar statement, not as bad but close. United States aircraft struck Iranian missile and drone storage locations and coastal radar sites for violating the ceasefire agreement. Again, it's very possible that they will never learn. There may come a point where we are no longer able to reasonable and will be forced to militarily complete the job that we very successfully started. If that happens, the Islamic Republic of Iran will no longer exist. Now, at least he's saying the people and the culture of Iran will no longer exist, never to return. So it's not as bad, but he's gone through these threats. What are we, 120-something days into this? And we dropped 7.6 million bombs on Vietnam, and they held out. That took 15 years. We only dropped like 40,000 or less on them. And they're not going anywhere, and they've closed the strait. And Trump one day will post that and say, we got to end this. You know, we blew up most of our military, but we got to, you know, now move on. And then he's back to this again, just this seesaw back and forth. But it's, there's more in the news now, and we've got one of Trump's chief advisors just went public, that Israel offered him $20 million a year to be a propagandist and work for them in the last couple months. Now, Netanyahu talked about the hundreds and hundreds of millions. It's what, $780 million plus $500 million in the last year has been spent on domestic propaganda in America. Do the math on that. And again, that, I don't care what foreign government it is. That shouldn't be going on. But when you say, hey, I don't want a foreign government getting us into a war, period, plus one we can't win easily or very hard, if even, I don't want the president getting us into wars without congressional authorization. That's the Constitution, much less a foreign government. And I went for a swim today at Barton Springs, and I had a lot of fans come over. But I had one guy walk over, are you that guy? And I said, yeah. And he goes, how dare you hate the Jewish people? And I said, you're the one saying that, pal. What does that have to do? Ben-Gavir and Netanyahu drag us into a war and doing greater Israel? If I don't support that and take their money, I hate you. I go, you, those people are hiding behind you. And he couldn't believe I wasn't guilted by his crap. And I said, get out of my face. Get out of my face. Okay, you are the one hiding behind Jews. I'm so sick of it. By the way, Tucker Carlson is coming up, that I'm live in the second hour and a special guest.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Alex Jones is back. The info war continues at alexjoneslive.com. And you can follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live. Plus, you can download the app, AlexJonesApp.com. So check it out now and let the deep state globalists know we will never be silenced.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's out of options other than something extreme. Moreover, this is not the beginning of the story. It's the end of a generations-long story. The build-up has been going for my entire life, and I'm 57, where Israel's solution to all problems outside its borders and often within its own borders is force, is killing people. We haven't killed enough people. That's why we're not at peace. And that's just a fundamental misread of life. Like, that actually doesn't work. It never ends well, ever, for anyone. Just as a practical matter, like, show me where that succeeded, that strategy succeeded for a nation. It never has, and it never will. So they're under that misperception. The United States has allowed them to govern, effectively govern the region, the Levant, that way, because we've paid for the whole thing and been their main defender, their really only defender on the international stage. And so we've allowed this spoiled child to get increasingly crazy and out of control. And now we're at the point of, you know, very limited options. I think the only thing the U.S. government can do is to try and calm them down. And unfortunately, the one way that Israel is different from other countries is there is this myth, which is like a foundational myth in the country, that all criticism of Israel is blind hate. It's this thing called anti-Semitism. It's the original brain virus. It's always existed. And there's no rational basis to it at all. It's just people hate Israel because they hate all Jews. That's not true, obviously, but I think a lot of Israelis, probably the overwhelming majority of Israelis, believe that. They've been taught that since birth, and it makes them resistant to any kind of correction or advice from anyone else. It's like, well, you're not Israeli. You just hate me. And that's a kind of a dead-end way of thinking, but I do think that they, I mean, I know, because I know a lot of Israelis, they really do believe that. But I do think, to the extent the United States government can influence Israel, one is with the stick, which is funding. No mas. We're not going to pay for any more slaughter of civilians in Lebanon or Gaza or the West Bank, but also the carrot, which is, it's okay. Like, it would be helpful if somebody, Marco Rubio is a close friend of Israel, been supported almost exclusively by the Israeli lobby and the Cuban lobby, his entire political career. He's got a million friends there, including the prime minister. You'd think it would be helpful for the Secretary of State and National Security Advisor to go over to Israel and say, let's just tone it down a little bit. There will be a tomorrow. Like, you're talking yourselves into an apocalypse that doesn't need to happen. Like, please. You know, the kind of the helpful outsider offering perspective. You know, when you're, some disaster happens in your life and your best friend comes over, your college roommate shows up to have a beer and says, it's going to be okay tomorrow. And that's like the pivotal moment. That's the beginning of recovery. No one has done that for Israel. And I don't know why. Because it's in our interest to calm Israel down. Because as you just said correctly, it's not a conspiracy theory. They are kind of out of options other than to do something really crazy where lots of innocents die. And I don't see how that's good for anyone.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're now into the third hour of this June 23rd Tuesday transmission. And Tucker Carlson is our guest for most of the hour. And I got to tell you, I don't gush over other guests. Tucker, you know, woke up from kind of being under neocon brainwashing 15 years ago. He was right about every other major policy, American patriot, kind of libertarian. But I've seen the process of him getting totally informed into levels even beyond much of my information on the globalist and the different power structures. And then the courage he has had to try to stop in the last year and a half, going to full war with Iran, how vindicated he is, and many of us as well, but he particularly being called the new Hitler by all of the different neocon organizations, the powerful Israel lobby, who is openly in the NDAA trying to take over our military. Mark Levin talking about the beautiful marriage of our militaries and what is in Section 224. I mean, this is insane how brazen and crazy it is. You know, Tucker and I, up until about a year ago, we mainly focused on China trying to take over, or the EU, or the left. And certainly those are big power blocks. But wow, what a time to be alive, Tucker. I know you don't talk about yourself, but man, you've got a lot of courage, buddy, because you're taking on one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, mafias in the world.
Well, I don't think it's courage. I mean, courage is when you're afraid of something and you do it anyway. And all of us face that. And, I'm always impressed by that. I'm not afraid at all. I don't know what I would be afraid of. I've just reached the age where I'm just not afraid. And the criticism of me is just not rooted in reality. I mean, if you were to criticize, as I always say, and I always think to myself, if you criticize someone in a way that's true, it's very hurtful. But if you say something that's like self-evidently ludicrous, it has just no effect at all. I mean, it's a pillow fight at that point. I'm not a hater. I don't hate Jews. I don't even hate Israel. I'm disgusted by what Israel's doing. Israel's gone insane. But lots of countries go insane. Germany went insane in the 30s. America went kind of insane after 9/11. Like, good countries go crazy. Israel has gone crazy. I hope at some point they'll recover. They probably will. Most countries do. And that's not hate. That's just acknowledging reality. And so when people are like, you're a hater, you're a Nazi. No, I'm not, actually. I'm not insecure about it. I don't want to be defensive about it. I don't need to be defensive about it. So none of the criticism has any effect. I don't have any debt. I've got no investors. There's no way to really control what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is not bad. It's true. And it's animated by the spirit of truth. And I think by love. I want it to be animated by love. So like, no, it's been a really light lift. The only really upsetting thing is, A, what's happening to other people, including you, where you had, you know, agencies of the federal government take your business away, slander you. They literally took InfoWars away from you with the help of, I think, the Justice Department. Like, that's shocking. Nobody defended you. So that's, I mean, as an American, that's extremely distressing to watch. By the way, congratulations for not being killed. You're still here doing a show. Thanks to Rumble. Amen. And the other upsetting thing is what's happened to Trump. Now, just to be clear, I'm really happy that he's accepted the loss. I'm sad about the loss, but there's nothing we can do, that we don't have any options as a country.
And you tried to avoid the loss and predicted
to him. I think he's being realistic about it. He's pushed back against Israel. I support all of that. Good for him. But I'm sad that we got here in the first place. And as someone who supported Trump and campaigned for him and knew him well, and you know, that I find that depressing. Really, it's been really depressing, actually. I finally snapped out of it. I feel better. But it's been a hard winter just to see that. But otherwise, I would say all is well. I feel cheerful.
Well, you more than anybody predicted the strait would be closed, the mullahs wouldn't fall, and it was a disaster. And for that, you got demonized. You got called low IQ. I was honored to be amongst the four people that Trump savaged a bunch. But notice now that we've been vindicated and proven right. Notice now that we've been vindicated and proven right that we're still the bad guys. But Mark Levin and all the rest of them are the good guys. Though I did see Trump last week say he's disappointed and lost respect for the Israel hardliners, meaning Netanyahu, because he didn't spoke about Netanyahu and the rest of those guys. What are they going to do now as it dawns on them that Trump is at least for now waking up to the fraud they sold him?
I think Trump, for whatever it's worth, it's my belief, and I haven't talked to Trump since February, so I don't know this, but I believe it. I think Trump knew almost instantly that he'd been had, that he'd allowed himself to fall for this lie that the Iranian government would collapse once we killed the Ayatollah. And when that didn't happen, he instantly blamed Israel. That's my view. And I think that's why he sent the Secretary of State out there to say we followed Israel into this. So I think Trump has known. He tried to bluff his way through it. He tried to intimidate the Iranians. Obviously, it didn't work. I think we're in a really dangerous place right now, because Israel is, for the first time maybe in my lifetime, legitimately threatened. And I say this as an opponent of the Israeli government, obviously a fairly well-known opponent of the Israeli government, but I don't want to see innocents die anywhere, including Israel, period. I believe in universal standards. It's always wrong to kill innocent people, including in Israel. So I'm not wishing their destruction. But I think they are in a very tough spot. And the problem for Israel is they've been talking for 50 years, my whole conscious life, about how they're on the verge of being destroyed. And that's always been a lie. But now you have an Iran that is a regional power. It's a global power. And it's not going to go away. And so Israel is in a place where domestically the country's gone crazy. They're convincing themselves that, you know, every crisis is an existential crisis. The only way out is to kill more people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then their great enemy suddenly becomes, paradoxically, ironically, way more powerful than it was when this war started 3 months ago. And so, like, where does that leave the Israelis? By the way, the United States is clearly going to begin the process, hopefully a short process, of distancing itself from Israel. We've got no choice. And they know that. The smart ones know that. So they're in a box, and in general, you don't want to put people in boxes. You don't want to corner them, people or animals, because they do unpredictable things. And so I think Israel's a threat. Israel has one trump card. It's nuclear weapons. And you don't want to put Israel in a position where they feel they have no choice but to use those weapons. I think Israel's always been a lot closer to using nukes than any other country. I mean, we know that because they've said that. And I think they're now closer than they've ever been. So I'm not in charge of anything. I'm just a podcaster. But if I were running the U.S. government, I would, you know, immediately distance myself from Israel, stop paying for their genocide, of course, on moral grounds. But I would also try to calm them down, because if they get too overwrought, you know, really destructive things could happen. That's an absolute possibility. And anyone who says it's not a possibility is lying. It is a possibility. So I would be very concerned. I am very concerned about that.
Well, that was my next question. Is Israel's whipped itself into a frenzy, at least the Likudniks. I know our good buddy Ben Gurvier has been making statements similar to the one Trump made when I said, okay, 25th Amendment Trump, if he really tries this or does this, when he said, Tonight the civilization of Iran ends forever, never to return. The next day it'll be a smoking or glowing crater, nuclear weapons. He said, tune into Mark Levin. He says what I want to say. Mr. President, do what Harry Truman did. A-bombs, do it, hit them. So we had to come out and say, you know, that's crazy. I did, you did. And we got, you know, called low IQ. Great, who cares? No, we were actually high IQ. We were proven right. Now we hear nuclear talk by Israel. You've got all these horrible people and Israeli spies like Jonathan Pollard saying use nukes, hold us hostage using nukes. What do you now you've got Ben-Gavir last week saying, we're going to burn all of Lebanon. He said yesterday, all of Lebanon is ours. We're taking all of Lebanon. He's more powerful than Netanyahu in many ways. Why are they foaming at the mouth like this? We want Turkey. We want Egypt. Greater Israel. Ben-Gavir looks like he's on 10 hits of ecstasy, like he's hallucinating on a power trip. Classic megalomania. And then this thing just moves forward. And we know Israel tends to double down, especially with the Likudniks. Now we have all these intelligence people and military over there saying, we need a new 9/11 to show America to get in line. Iran's about to do a new 9/11. Oh, yeah. We know who was heavily involved in 9/11. Clearly, the Likudniks, Israel, along with some of their own elements, bare minimum stand down, Building 7, the bombs in the buildings. So I'm really concerned that all Israel has left is nuclear blackmail and or a nuclear false flag or something like it to blame Iran. I really think that's on the table. What does Tucker Carlson think?
I think you're clearly right. I mean, they're saying it out loud, so we're not guessing. I mean, you just interpret their statements, which need very little interpretation because they're pretty direct statements. And I think they reflect reality. Israel feels that it's out of options other than something extreme. Moreover, this is not the beginning of the story. It's the end of a generations-long story. The buildup has been going for my entire life, and I'm 57, where Israel's solution to all problems outside its borders and often within its own borders is force, is killing people. We haven't killed enough people. That's why we're not at peace. And that's just a fundamental misread of life. Like, that actually doesn't work. It never ends well, ever, for anyone, just as a practical matter. Like, show me where that succeeded, that strategy has succeeded for a nation. It never has, and it never will. So they're under that misperception. The United States has allowed them to effectively govern the region, the Levant, that way, because we've paid for the whole thing and been their main defender, their really only defender on the international stage. And so we've allowed this spoiled child to get increasingly crazy and out of control. And now we're at the point of, you know, very limited options. I think the only thing the U.S. government can do is to try and calm them down. And unfortunately, the one way that Israel is different from other countries is there is this myth, which is like a foundational myth in the country, that all criticism of Israel is blind hate. It's this thing called anti-Semitism. It's the original brain virus. It's always existed. And there's no rational basis to it at all. It's just people hate Israel because they hate all Jews. That's not true, obviously, but I think a lot of Israelis, probably the overwhelming majority of Israelis, believe that. They've been taught that since birth, and it makes them resistant to any kind of correction or advice from anyone else. It's like, well, you're not Israeli. You just hate me. And that's a kind of a dead-end way of thinking, but I do think that they, I mean, I know, because I know a lot of Israelis, they really do believe that. But I do think to the extent the United States government can influence Israel, one is with the stick, which is funding. No mas. We're not going to pay for any more slaughter of civilians in Lebanon or Gaza or the West Bank. But also the carrot, which is, it's okay. Like, it would be helpful if somebody, Marco Rubio is a close friend of Israel, been supported almost exclusively by the Israeli lobby and the Cuban lobby. His entire political career, he's got a million friends there, including the prime minister. You'd think it would be helpful for the Secretary of State and National Security Advisor to go over to Israel and say, let's just tone it down a little bit. There will be a tomorrow. Like, you're talking yourselves into an apocalypse that doesn't need to happen. Like, please, you know, the kind of the helpful outsider offering perspective, you know, when you're some disaster happens in your life and your best friend comes over, your college roommate shows up to have a beer and says, it's going to be okay tomorrow. And that's like the pivotal moment. That's the beginning of recovery. No one has done that for Israel. And I don't know why. Because it's in our interest to calm Israel down. Because as you just said correctly, it's not a conspiracy theory. They are kind of out of options other than to do something really crazy where lots of innocents die. And I don't see how that's good for anyone.
Well, let's also be clear. And you're the guy that really did the legwork. It's just true. I mean, people think I have energy. You're like three times what I see. It's in, you pop up everywhere. I saw, you know, all the former Mossad chiefs, most of their IDF heads. And they're also on Israeli news all the time, but the vast majority, I mean, like 98% of them, Michael Savage came on 8 months ago, and he's pro-Israel, but he said, I know all these former intelligence heads and generals, they say Netanyahu's going to go for full war, greater Israel, is going to get Israel destroyed. So it's not even like Israel's one monolith, but the Likudniks have been able to stay in control. And you're the guy that went and interviewed dozens of former intelligence heads and generals saying everything you're saying, but there's a news blockade of them on Fox and CNN. And the Democrats have acted like, you know, they're opposing this, but they've really been, you know, bought off by AIPAC as well. So your BB files are everything you do gets viewed, but this should have been some of the most viral stuff you ever did. The BB files are incredible.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I think that, well, first I would say that I don't think Netanyahu is the most radical person in Israel. In fact, I think probably in the political class, the ruling political class in Israel, Netanyahu is probably more on the moderate side. So the idea that the problem is Netanyahu is just not true. I wish it were true because it's easily fixable. You just, there's going to be an election fairly soon, get a new prime minister, the country calms down. No, the problem is much deeper than that. The problem is so deep, in fact, and this is not speculation, it is true. Mossad, which everyone despises and for good reason, I think, and is afraid of, definitely for good reason, is a moderating force on the Netanyahu government. So, for example, the Israeli strike on Doha, Qatar on September 9th, which was one of the craziest things Israel's ever done, strike America's closest ally in the region during a negotiation. Like, it was so out of bounds that even Trump complained about it at the time. Mossad sat that one out. They did not participate in that strike because they're like, whoa, 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 this is too crazy. Like, you're going to alienate our only remaining ally. But the Netanyahu government, which is not just Netanyahu, it's a coalition. It's a parliamentary system. There's a lot of different parties involved in that coalition. They push this. So what I'm saying is the radicalism on display where you have Israeli cabinet ministers openly calling for genocide, celebrating the murder of children, calling for nuclear strikes, like truly crazy behavior that even the North Koreans don't do. That is like deeply embedded in this ruling party, in the structure that controls the Israeli government. And so I don't really know.
They are definitely, the solution is. They are definitely radicalizing each other. And then Ben-Gvir, every time I see him beating up flotilla people, running around all crazy, making supervillain statements, that's like from a Marvel Comics cartoon or something. And I see this, yeah. And I was like, if I was trying to destroy my country, I would behave like this. But I guess they've just whipped themselves into like a shark frenzy.
But that's what happens. This is what happened in 70 AD when the Romans, and really like the most vivid example of actual genocide in history, exactly, the rebels against the Roman Empire. And it began several years before with these series of revolts. But there are a number of different factions, as you said, basically, and it's worth reading about, it was written about extensively at the time, but they radicalized each other. So there was a great deal of division within Jerusalem, like Jewish factions killing each other. Like they were not a united front at all. And partly because of that, they got wiped out by the Romans. But the effect was they couldn't reach any kind of reasonable compromise with the empire. And by the way, they were in a pretty good spot in the empire. They didn't have to have this happen to them, really. But they convinced themselves. And it's not just Jews who do this or Israelis or like lots of people. This is a human thing, by the way. We're all capable of this, in my opinion. But it certainly happened in Jerusalem before, almost 2,000 years ago. And I'm not saying I hope that doesn't happen now, obviously, but it's the same dynamic.
And I'm sure you know this because I've seen you talk about it. I'm interrupt. Yeah. Harrison Smith, 6 months ago, made a documentary, got tens of millions of views. When I did a show, prompted him to do it, showing dozens of clips of Netanyahu and other leaders saying, Rome beat us 2,000 years ago, destroyed our temple. We see the West as Rome, and that's actually our enemy. And then they write best-selling books about it. You talk about an old beef. So when you said last week, many people in Israel hate Europe, not just over Hitler. They literally see Europe as the original enemy. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I think it's in the Passover prayers.
Yes.
You know, resentment toward Rome, meaning Christian Europe. Of course. I mean, that's what the Bolshevik Revolution was about. It's what a lot of this turmoil is about. And it's not, you know, it's not everyone buys into this nonsense, but enough people do that it is a factor in history repeatedly. And it's certainly a factor in what's happening in Europe now with, you know, blowing up Nord Stream, the current war. It was very obvious going into this. I said this to the president in February. One of the immediate downstream effects of this will be the degradation, if not destruction, of Europe, both through, you know, if you're successful in toppling the government, there will be a massive migrant crisis into Europe, which will further crush the continent. And even if there's not, there's going to be a massive energy crisis that will affect Europe and Southeast Asia first. And it'll crush Europe. It's the last thing they need. If you want to totally deindustrialize Germany, which is the economic engine of Europe, then this is what you do. Trump knew that going in. The Israelis knew that going in. I don't think that was the main goal, but it was certainly one of the goals, also to hurt the Gulf states. I mean, there are probably lots of goals here. But the hostility toward Europe by Israel is longstanding. It's obvious. For some reason, you're not allowed to say it. I don't know why. It's not an expression of hate to note other people's hate. You're not the criminal for pointing out someone else's bad attitude. They are. But whatever. It's best just ignore the response to it and just tell the truth. There is longstanding animosity between some, not all, but some in Israel toward Europe. And it, because it's never...
There are billions of ways for people to be culturally, spiritually, politically, environmentally engaged. And there are millions and millions of different programs and podcasts and radio shows and things around the world out of the 10 million people on this planet. But on the record, what we've done at InfoWars, and this is just the, you know, second leg of that at alexjoneslive.com, has changed the world. Our guests, our callers, our researchers, our reporters, and my overall futuristic analysis and view of the destiny of humanity, which I don't claim to be 100% accurate, but it's definitely proven to be a good template to observe the world, has had a giant effect, and the globalists do not like it. So when you share that local AM and FM station that you listen to and tell those you share it with to share it, it changes the world. When you say this is forbidden information at alexjoneslive.com, that has the free audio and video feeds and archives and shows and articles, you are literally going in the face of the censors and the tyrants. You're changing the world. It seems simple. It seems little, but it's not, because we have millions of listeners and viewers. And if we can leverage that out to millions more and have them leverage it out, that creates the chain reaction. And all the great guests and hosts we've had on over the years who were already great, successful, they'll tell you how much more their shows blew up once they were on air here with this operation. We are here to get the next generation, black, white, old, young, to awaken to the epic time that we're all alive in right now and take action. So your word of mouth is key, your prayer for the broadcast is key, and supporting us financially is so key. And we make it symbiotic, where everything you get at thealexjonesstore.com will empower you, will enrich you, and will be an adventure. The Patriot Apparel, some of the best designs ever, limited edition for the 250th anniversary of the United States of America, are out right now. Right now, ladies and gentlemen. And this latest design, these limited edition, America, red, white, and blue on, you know, Sterling Royal Blue, 76, America 76, 250 years. That is a really cool shirt. I think it's going to be a bestseller. It just came out today. And all the other 250th anniversary limited edition shirts are available right now as well at thealexjonesstore.com. So be sure and check those out. And I thank you for your support. But wearing these out in public, meeting like-minded people, spreading the word, it's an adventure in and of itself, and it funds this operation, which is exposing the next pandemic, the next attempted lockdowns, the next big globalist war. You are financing your own future for a better future and better destiny when you keep this broadcast on the air. But you can also experience the InfoWar on the ground wearing these great shirts. Also, we have the new dual carbon platinum gravity fed filter, the highest quality gravity fed carbon filters that are the highest rated, cutting out all of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of horrible forever chemicals that are out there. And it has the highest quality stainless steel. Nobody has got a filter with better filtration. It's the highest rated, and nobody has as beautiful a filter as this, and ours is way under the price of competitors that are crap. This is the best. It's a home run by Bigley, our sponsor. We're so proud of it. Here's the issue. 1,000 of these came in. It sold out in 3 days. They got a couple thousand more coming in like late next week. Those are pre-order right now. They're going to be sold out soon, and then I'm going to stop promoting it until they get even more in, because I don't like doing pre-order. But if you want to be at the head of the line to get these while you still can, and not have to wait a month or so after that, get your order in now, right now, at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're on the site, check out all the other great Patriot apparel, the super high quality military grade belts, all the great supplements and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Teach people how to read and write, have the Enlightenment, which America was the flower of in 1776, and empower people. Real aristocrats lead the people, are patrons of the people, and instead we have fake aristocrats that are kleptocratic, that try to dumb us down and control us, try to divide and conquer us, and attack the West because it is a competing system of liberty that their globalist transhumanist system will not be able to defeat. And so it's the dumbest elite ever to undermine civilization, to have a bunch of tribal idiots not understanding in the end those tribal idiots will consume themselves and them in the process. Not a very smart elite.
It's not a smart elite, but you can see the allure, because any globalized system, any transnational system, provides all the benefits and none of the obligations to the people who run it. So in a traditional system, in the world that I grew up in, for example, if you had a housekeeper, you're privileged to have a housekeeper. Most people don't have housekeepers. But if you do have a housekeeper and her kids want to go to college and she can't afford it, you have to pay the tuition. Because there's not just the benefit, there's also the obligation that goes with it. It was called noblesse oblige. And it was a real principle. It wasn't just some dumb WASP thing. It was an ancient concept. It is the most ancient concept. And it is that loyalty goes both ways. Obligation goes both ways. With benefits come obligation. So it's just a very simple thing. But it's only in a globalized economy, which is what we have, that the people who are reaping the largest rewards can pretend that actually I'm not an elite. I'm not an elite. That's why I wear jeans and a turtleneck. That's why I look like Steve Jobs, right? Because I may run everything, but I don't have to admit that. I'm just like you, except I'm a billionaire who's in charge of your brain. Okay. But they pretend that, because if they admit that they're actually plutocrats or oligarchs or they're the rulers of the world, which I wish they would, then all of a sudden it becomes like, well, how can you be making $1 billion in a country with 1 million people living on the street at night using fentanyl? Like that doesn't work. Like, you have to do something about that. You have to make, maybe you don't fix it, but you have to make a good faith effort to try. because you have an obligation to the people who made you rich.
And we're talking about
they've really created a system that's all upside for them. Yeah, the social contract.
Social contract's been broken, and now something new is coming out of that. I want to finish it with Israel and get into your statement about being done with the Republican Party, why you're saying that. I have a lot of questions from viewers that were posted on X. I want to ask you some of those in this precious time we have with you. But since you mentioned Israel playing victim, it's got a whole bunch of nuclear weapons. It's way more wealthy per capita than we are. It's basically using our money, won its wars, but now it is on a delusional power trip saying Greater Israel publicly, all of Lebanon. We can show the map of Greater Israel, a whole bunch of Saudi Arabia, a whole bunch of Syria, you know, a bunch of Iraq. This is parts of Egypt, delusional. And then you got Mark Levin in one of his recent shows, you know, when he's not saying, you listen here, Tucker, with your little show. You think we're going to let you operate? You watch, buddy. Well, he sees now you're vindicated and they're now, you know, behind the eight ball. But here he is talking in a brief clip about little Israel and any Republicans not supporting whatever we say to do. You're bullying us while we primary your members of Congress. While we brag, we run your country. Here he is.
I want to say to people in and out of the administration, stop trashing, smearing, bullying the little state of Israel. Stop cozying up to and telling us that the enemy regime in Iran is now more rational, more moderate, and a regime that we can deal with. When just a few months ago they slaughtered 50,000 people, they're still hanging young people today. And if they had a nuclear missile today, they'd fire it into our country as sure as I'm alive. I don't know what's going on, but if people think they can bully a little country, really a people that have existed 4,000 years through the Babylonians and the Persians, through the Romans and the Third Reich, into surrendering their defense and their decision on how to secure their country, they got another thing coming. I think it's outrageous. When we used to see the Secretary of War and the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff daily here on Fox tell us of the fantastic marriage, symmetry between our militaries in defeating this enemy. I'm really appalled by this. And I hope it comes to an end sooner than later. Because it's not right, it's not just, and it's not truthful.
So now if we don't stay in a war they sucked us into, that they started, that they lobbied, we're bullying them. This is ass backwards, Tucker. And then I want to just finish up on Israel dovetailing. The NDAA, the marriage he just talked about of our military and intelligence, the whole nine yards, it's in the Senate intelligence bill as well. And then Netanyahu calls this getting away from our money because they'll co-own our weapons. This is really an attempted Israeli coup through law that's really a treaty, Tucker.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. And I look at Levin or whatever he calls himself, and I feel sad. I mean, the spoiled child always hates his parents. The ones who abetted his grandiosity are always the ones he blames. This is exactly what happens when Christian Zionists tell Israelis they're God's chosen people. They're special in the eyes of God, which is absurd. It's not a Christian understanding of reality. It's just not true. We're all people, all created by God. We're all fundamentally equal in God's eyes, at least at birth, chosen people. It's absurd. But if you tell people like Mark Levin that for their entire lives, they become what a spoiled child becomes, which is this very recognizable combination of fragile, preening, self-hating, hating other people. I mean, that's exactly what you get. And we did that. And we did that by funding Israel, and Israel's supporters in the United States did that by flattering Israel and abetting all of their worst instincts. It's like your kid takes his diaper and smears crap on the wall, and you're like, that's art. How do you think that child grows up? Do you think that kid grows up to be, like, balanced, well-adjusted?
No, an entitled psychotic.
An entitled psychotic. And we did that. And I feel guilty about that. By the way, I didn't do it, but I watched it happen. I said nothing because I don't want to deal with it. But I should have been wise enough to know this is what would result. Of course we're going to wind up on the brink of nuclear war, right? Of course, because we created this attitude. And of course they're a threat to us, which they are. That resentment is 100% real. Mark Levin hates the United States for Trump's statement last week.
Well, he said he hates Trump. Trump, and you've warned Trump that they hate his guts.
Of course. Now, I told Trump before this started, These are your enemies and they're luring you into a trap, but whatever. I'm not, you know, I'm a podcaster. I'm not in control.
Well, I know this, and I'm not going to play the clips. I'm sure you've already seen them. I played them in the last few days. At the World Jewish Conference and then at this conference that Levin and Huckabee, where Huckabee says he wants to live in Israel and all the rest of it, and he thinks Trump will fire him any day, they had Gentiles get up and say, I'm a goy, and you're superior, and I'm lucky to serve you. And then Huckabee in another speech is like telling the young Jews, you're the rulers of the world. And then they had the major CEO up say, I'm a goy, and I serve you as your minion, and we must censor everyone that doesn't accept that you're superior. I mean, I'm not obsessed with Jews. But literally the sect of Jews that think they're God now has this cult in our government and they're coming and licking boots on TV. What the hell is this? Have you seen those clips?
It's exactly, yeah. And so what happened after the George Floyd hoax? You know, you see these white liberal ladies washing the feet of black, kind of confused looking black people. Like, what are they doing? What are these white ladies doing? Oh, you're a holy black person. It's like not treating other people as human beings, treating them as demigods, which they're not. They're just people like you and me, telling them they're special. Again, if you tell a child this, the kid becomes a psychopath, as you said. So this is something that we did, and I feel bad about it. But no, they are not the chosen people. I'm not the chosen people, and neither are you. We're people, okay? And we do our best to conform to God's will, people of different religions. But anyone who says God loves us most or only us is deranged.
Well, I mean, and if Michael Jordan...
That's not true.
Exactly. If Michael Jordan, at the peak of his success, he's an amazing person, said, I am the chosen one, I am superior, you'd say he needs to be put in a rubber room. This is bizarre.
I'd say you're a great basketball player. Or I'd say to Israel, it's really cool that you built, you know, I don't know, fields in the desert. Like, Israel's done some cool things. I don't hate everything about Israel. But to tell Israel you can do whatever you want and we'll pay for it, and when other people criticize you, that's their problem. They're the haters. Genocide's okay when you do it, but bad when the Nazis do it. To tell them these deranged things and then finance the whole thing for decades, of course you're going to wind up with Mark Levin and Ben Gavir. Like, what do you think's going to happen?
And
that's
then they
exactly
say,
what we're watching.
Then they say, we'll just come control your Congress even more. And what it is a giant, deranged, psychotic baby with nuclear weapons. And Ben Gavir, I think, is the archetypal Jabba the Hutt, Baron and Harkonnen caricature of that. In the time we have left, I've got a bunch of questions from the listeners that came in on X. Everybody should obviously subscribe to the Tucker Carlson Network, follow your shows, your prolific work. I mean, you are literally the tip of the spear, my friend. This question came in from Pug Holder, and it says, Tucker, you say you're leaving the Republican Party. Will you commit to not supporting J.D. Vance if he runs for president? Well, I mean, I know this a lot better than Mr. Neocon, Israel First, Marco Rubio. Another lady, Dina Ria, says, will he please help us start an American First party? How do we better position 2028? We need someone who actually gives a damn and is willing to make massive changes in the Fed, stay out of endless wars, etc. It seems, unfortunately, like Trump has a stranglehold of the GOP. Seems fruitless. I think that's why you're saying you're leaving. But maybe I'm too pessimistic, says Money Printer. Go, bruh. I got a bunch of other ones. Let me ask you this way. What do you mean by you're done with the Republicans? Obviously, you don't think you're endorsing the Democrats. What are you saying here? Is this the, like, when Joe Kent resigned to draw attention, to get them to course correct? Or, here you are. Yes, what does Tucker Carlson say?
I mean, as usual, I don't have any kind of plan or grand strategy. I've never had that in my life. I was asked a question and I answered it directly. And the question was, can you support this? And of course not. I mean, I can't support the Republican Party in its current incarnation for the same reason I can't support the Democratic Party in its current incarnation. They have the same views. They have the same views on the big questions, on the economy and foreign policy. Trump, over the past year, has been essentially indistinguishable from Chuck Schumer on the big issues. And again, just to restate, the big issues are how do you manage the economy, how you decide who gets the wealth, who doesn't, and how do you manage your foreign policy? Where do you engage? What are your priorities? And on those questions, which are the questions of government, with all respect to the trans debate, okay, those are the big questions, they're in lockstep. And I didn't want that to be true. I thought that Trump was an option to that. I thought he was a third option. I supported Trump in 2024, not because he's a Republican, but because he was not a traditional Republican. That's the whole point. And that's why everyone I know supported Trump, not because he had identical views to the Republican Party leadership, he had very different views. And I thought those were the views that were going to be enacted into law and policy, but they weren't. And instead, the views of Mike Johnson, a person for whom I have no respect at all, those views became dominant, the Mark Levin views. So, like, why would I support that? I would never support that. Why? Because I'm an American and I want what's best for my country. It's that simple. I'm not being paid by anybody and I'm not being told what to say. I've got a bunch of kids. I want the country to continue in a recognizable way. And well, I don't think the Democrats' ideas will allow that.
So, and I understand it's just a gut level thing to say, hey, I'm not with this because Trump's with the Republican establishment more than ever.
Yeah, because everyone's imprisoned in this binary, and that's the whole point of it. That's why they emphasize the trans stuff. The trans stuff is insane and it's disgusting. It's anti-Christian. But why do they emphasize it? Maybe they created it for this reason, to create the illusion that there is this massive fight between the parties, when in fact, on the big issues, they are in lockstep. There is no meaningful difference on economics and foreign policy between what this administration has done by and large and by what Chuck Schumer would do were he president. Sure. Now, I hope that changes.
Sure, it's like abortion used to be. It becomes a football issue, so they can act like there's something they disagree with. But on the main issues, it continues on. So what are you advising people to do? I mean, still good Republicans that are America firsters, support them. Don't support neocons.
I support good people. And if they call themselves Republicans, that's fine. I'm just saying, or if they call themselves Democrats, that's fine. Try to think clearly. Here's my point, to the extent I have one. Try to think clearly about what's good for your family and good for your nation, and factor out the irrelevant things like party identification or peripheral issues that don't have direct bearing on the future of your kids, and try and think clearly about what your real interests are and who opposes them. And I'm just saying, I don't care how many times he goes on Fox News, Mike Johnson, the Republican Speaker of the House from Louisiana, opposes everything that is in your family's interest long term. And that would include territorial integrity, immigration. That would include the strength of the U.S. dollar, the economy. And that would include whether or not your son or grandson gets killed fighting a war for Israel. It's that simple.
I totally agree. So let me ask you this.
I don't know why would we support that? And I don't care what name you call me or what name you call yourself. I'm a conservative Republican. I'm part of the Liberty Pro Jesus Caucus. Really? Show me how. Like, well, we should demand a little bit more, I think.
Well, I know you fought really hard, and I disagree with something you said about 6 months ago. You said, I apologize for supporting Trump. The first time, he was way better and did a lot of things. We didn't have a bunch of new wars. The second time, you know, he was a rebel. They came after him. He got a lot of good things done. But about four or five months into the new administration, he changed. So you weren't wrong. I wasn't wrong. Starting with the Epstein, the shutting down Doge, and then everything else, you know, these wars. Bovino tried to be nice about it, but he's gone public. Trump killed internal enforcement of immigration and basically put former Democrats from Biden are now being put in to control it. They're even weakening actual border security. Now that's confirmed. And Bovino told me during the break, and later it came out. No, he said on Fox a month later, no, Trump ordered this. So something changed. I know you were talking to him all the time then. Sometimes I've been at your house. Hey, I gotta go. All right, it's Sunday night, the 28th day of June, 2026, and that Tucker interview was so powerful, I wanted to air most of it there. There's about 6-7 minutes left. It's posted on X, Roll Off Jones, because that interview got massively attacked by the corporate media. It got massively attacked by the neocons, the Israel lobby, and we have the facts here. There's no way, if you believe in a sovereign country and you believe that the American people and our government should be in charge, that you can support what's happening. Let me show you incredible proof. Trump's chief social media strategist, one of his top advisors, one of his speechwriters, Alex Brusewitz, went on Tucker Friday, and in amongst the hour and a half interview, he said, no, since Netanyahu got $500 million last year, this year they just appropriated 780 plus million, 786 million. That's mainstream news. We're not hiding it. To engage in domestic propaganda and to buy off social media influencers. Since that was announced last year and this year, Alex Brusewitz came out on Tucker, very credible person, and said, I was offered $20 million just during the war, the last 122 days, to push all of this Israeli propaganda, pro-war propaganda. Now, this is Trump's main advisor that runs his social media. So you're going to a government official, a foreign government is, and saying, here's $20 million to put our messages out. Even if I agree with all the messages Israel's putting out, which I don't, I would say that's crazy. You can't do that. Now, I have Netanyahu last June and July, August, September, give a bunch of speeches. You've seen all this, but I like to always play it again to a group of Christian influencers and talk show hosts on Salem that's openly funded by the Israeli government now. They're in the group. Saying we're in an eight-front war. This is the eight-front propagandizing the American people. So whereas the Russians and the Chinese and the EU and, you know, they've all been caught somewhat, not, those are the Russians had a huge footprint. They didn't compared to this, but the Russians sure try to influence some things. And they falsely claimed Trump was being paid off by the Russians. No proof of that. They claimed I was. Absolutely not true. And, you know, Benny Johnson is totally pro-Trump, pro-America. I mean, you say to the extreme, you know, doing whatever Trump pushes. And he was part of some media consortium where an international group would buy ads and run his stuff on clip sites. And Russia owned part of it. And they said, oh, look, he's a Russian agent. He didn't even know that. And so what? It's all his pro-America stuff. They're putting that out? Total pro-Trump stuff? Pro-Iran war stuff? I mean, you know, the point is that the Russians are very inept. Comparatively, like the Chinese or the EU or Hollywood or the globalists, the Democrats. But you have Trump's head of social media saying, no, I just got offered by the Israelis $20 million over a year, $2 million a month, roughly. That'd be like $24 million. He said over $20 million. You'll see the clip. And I said, no. Well, they know better than to even offer me that money. I've never been offered money by the Republicans. I had the Nature Conservancy Sierra Club about 16 years ago come and offer product placement and stories they wanted me to run and announcements they wanted me to make for money. And I didn't respond back. And I've had a lot of Bitcoin companies and people approach me. I never took it. If I agree with the Bitcoin sponsor, I'd take it, but it was always like, hey, read this article on air, but, you know, don't say it's a sponsor, and here's 10 grand. I'm like, nah, no thank you. Just because when I say something news-wise, it's because I believe it, I'm covering it, that's my opinion or my view. Now, I've had guests on before that I later learned would just start plugging some supplement or some retreat or something, and I later learned they were paid to, when they went on shows as guests, without us knowing, we've had guests on, we later learned, you know, we're given some money to put something out. Like, oh, by the way, my gold sponsor is really great. Or, by the way, we're having this conference. And, you know, guests do that. It just goes to the territory. But I've never taken money to say something from the Russians, the Democrats, the Republicans, anybody. And only a few times have I, you know, was offered money to basically push an agenda. And it was always like environmental groups, but that was a long time ago. I never took it, obviously. But the point is that this is illegal. And so when you see this big push everywhere, people being censored, and the ADL saying we're tracking whoever criticizes this war, if you say Israel got us in the war, we're going to call you an anti-Semite, get you demonetized, and get you censored. I mean, Israel admittedly drug us in, brags about it, drug us into Midnight Hammer last year, drug us into this the day before we got in on March 1st, the attack February 28th. Netanyahu gave two speeches last week. We played the clips saying, no, Trump doesn't run me. I drug the U.S. into these wars. You want to see the clips again? So I'm in an awkward position because I'm worried about the Chi-Coms, the EU, Hollywood, the left, Soros, the Democrats, the NGOs, USAID, the EPA, all the stuff they were doing, big tech, AI. Palantir, Google, Oracle, you know, the kill switches in all the cars, chemicals in the food and water, poison shots, Fauci trying to cook up a new pandemic. And I'm always like, yeah, okay, Israel did something bad over here. We'll cover it. Yeah, okay, great. You know, they're trying to control our foreign policy. That's wrong. Now Israel's just in there trying to take over the Defense Department. in the NDAA, the defense authorization, it's all there. So I'm going to go to break in a few minutes, and I'm going to just finish up with Israel. It'll take me like 15 minutes. I'm going to move into all the other insane news. We basically have a race war going in America. It's black on white. It's terrible, just unbelievable examples of this. It's gone white hot from red hot. We got Muslims marching all over the world declaring they're conquering the West. You got good news from the Supreme Court on border enforcement, deportations, left-wing out there. We got a big second hour. And then I got some guest hosts in the third and fourth hour that are amazing talk show hosts. And I wanted them on about the MKUltra hearings that got canceled a few months ago that are back on next week. They first broke that this week. It's confirmed now. They've got the former head of the Border Patrol coming on, Greg Bovino, with exclusive news about what's really happening and the covert stand down domestically that's been going on. Look at this rundown of guests and articles and issues that are coming up. These guys have overprepared. This is going to be an absolutely jam-packed third and fourth hour with Edward Zoll, Jesse Beltran, Matt Hazen, Matt Grady, and others. And the guest, I mean, Greg Bovino, Alexis Lorenz, Jim Gale, and vaccine nanotechnology developments, flu shot secretly returns to military, mRNA, Pete Hegseth, announcement that the flu vaccine will be removed, not true. Dr. Brody exposed the danger of nanotech. New developments, new patents. Anna Paulina Luna in the MKUltra hearings next week. J.P. Morgan announces name of third party. The rise of the third party power is coming. Big developments in Iran. The rise of socialism on Mondami. SCOTUS rulings. Who they've nominated to be the new head of the Border Patrol when Bovino comes on. Red flag warnings in effect due to wildfires in Utah and the West. Shocking footage. What's happening there? More on the earthquake in Venezuela. I mean, they are loaded for bear in Sinai Live, 6 to 8 p.m. So be sure and join us for that, and be sure and share and take clips out of it. It's going to be powerful. But Israel is openly bragging that they're spending billions of dollars to propagandize us to go into a full war that's even worse than it is now. We've got to come together and stop it and reaffirm our sovereignty.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started. Or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day at what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation, email. You call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900.
This person that did it is a monster. Radical district attorneys funded by globalist networks have turned American cities into crime zones with soft-on-crime policy results that innocent civilians have paid with their lives.
5 homicides in 2 weeks. Austin police say the recent string of killings are not connected.
This seems to happen every year. There seems to be usually a week or two where there's just quite a few homicides all in the same time period. These are all very different cases.
Pushback is finally arriving in Travis County, Texas. DA Jose Garza, elected in 2020 on justice reform, promises of diversion, pretrial releases, and reduced prosecutions, is now under federal scrutiny. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is demanding documents on his policies that allegedly shield illegal immigrants and undermine law enforcement with a July 7th deadline, but have they missed the mark? After ignoring piles of murder indictments, repeated clashes with police, and a perception of impunity for repeat offenders, Garza's equity experiment has cracked under the weight of stark reality.
Our approach to public safety works, but it flies in the face of right-wing Republican ideology. We have been told for so long that if we want to be safe, that all we need to do is lock up more and more people, particularly people in communities of color and working class communities. And we're told that if we just lock up more people like that, then our communities will be safe. But we know that that's not true.
You're not going to be protected in 800 plus cities and jurisdictions the Democrats run. They're monsters. And so to the globalist, and the same thing's happening in Europe and other areas, you murdered Jamie White. You opened the door. You created the climate. You created the conditions on purpose. George Soros, Alexander Soros, you murdered Jamie White. And President Trump needs to point his finger at the Austin scumbag DA and say, you little monster, you are responsible. Jose Garza, just as much as the person or people that murdered our reporter.
And so what we have is a list of cases that may be cases that would have been subject to a 17-151 motion. We have reviewed all of those cases. The overwhelming majority of them were not indicted because the suspect had unmet mental health needs and is receiving mental health services as part of our mental health diversion program.
Garza would argue that there has been a significant drop in 2025 in overall violent crime. But compared to what? Garza increased Austin homicide rates to a record high in his first year, while in Garza's first 2 years, his office dismissed or declined 12,700 felony charges. This pattern isn't a coincidence. It's a coordinated assault on public safety. Compare that disaster to Oakland, California, Soros-backed DA Pamela Price's tenure that brought skyrocketing homicides, brazen thefts, and business exodus through slashed prosecutions and decarceration.
It's hard to be here and not be a little sad if you like sports. Behind us is a cemetery. The Oakland A's, the Oakland Raiders, and Golden State Warriors all used to play right in here. Financial issues in the city, San Francisco, Las Vegas had better offers. You watch Moneyball, I mean, Golden State Warriors, all gone now.
Voters recalled her in a 2024 landslide. Under her replacement, homicides plunged 30 to 33%.
If you called the cops here, how long would it take for them to show up?
Brother, look, you see all these bullet holes in me? I got bullet holes all in my body, bro. You're gonna be sitting there. Sometimes, bro, you'll see a motherfucker dead sitting in the middle of the street for hours.
It's stupidly obvious. When you stop treating criminals as victims and start prosecuting them, the streets actually get safer. No root causes willy-nilly pandering, just results. With Congress now focusing on Garza, Travis County could follow Oakland's path before more blood is shed. The Soros House of Cards is buckling. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
We're back with the big Israel news and how we get our sovereignty back. Share the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Two of this live Sunday, the 28th day of June, 2026 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, so let me finish up on Israel, which is just so central right now with all these different foreign powers and corporations trying to control our country and lobbying to basically censor us and set up different competing AI control grids. Israel's seen the vacuum of the Democratic Party falling apart. And they're not just trying to control our foreign policy. They're not coming in to control our domestic policy. They're primarying members of Congress that don't do whatever AIPAC says. AIPAC brags about it. And then if we say, hey, Israel's trying to take control of our country, they're trying to merge our military and intelligence in the Defense Authorization Act that actually says that, then we're Hitler. And it doesn't work. And it's pissing a lot of people off that have never even been anti-Israel and haven't been, you know, against Israel. Like, who I had on Friday, Stephen Crowder's longtime producer and co-host, Gerald Morgan. He's pro-Israel. He's like, I'm done. Them trying to take over the military and intelligence and launching all these wars and they're going to kill everybody and burn all of Lebanon and take it all, Ben-Gavir. But if you don't agree with Ben-Gavir, who's even crazier than Netanyahu, literally a Jewish supremacist, then you're bad because you disagree with that. And then you're supposedly with the Muslims, too. Well, I know all the different sects of the Muslims. I know all the different groups. I know how big a threat they are. We harp on that for 30-plus years. And since we went over there and fought them, starting in 2001, there's on average 45 to 46 times the Muslims in Europe, the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, Australia, than there were. We had 500,000. Now we got tens of millions. Europe had 500,000. Now they got 30-something million. And growing. You can look the numbers up. We've shown them on air. It's on average about 45, 46% times that. And Netanyahu wants to send the refugees from Gaza to the U.S. and Europe. I mean, it's crazy. So no one says Israel can't defend itself. No one that's serious. No one I know. But when you think you can use that as an excuse because of October 7th, when Israel created Hamas, stood down on October 7th for 7.5 hours, and then now use that, try to take over everything and say you're taking over and say you're taking all of Lebanon. And the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee, says we're going to take it all. It's biblical. And you're going to sign us onto it. And you've got the guy that primaried with all the foreign money, Thomas Massie, saying we got to get a national draft in place now to go to full war in the Middle East. Now you want to draft my kids for Israel? No, thank you. So Israel's made itself the elephant in the living room. And just because I'm upset with Israel doesn't mean I'm with the Islamists or I'm with the Nazis. That's very clear. And they try to call Tucker a Nazi. That doesn't work. And the whole world's turned against Israel. And Netanyahu admits that. And Trump says the world turned against Israel because of the way Netanyahu and Ben-Gavir have been behaving. Yeah, Trump, and you hooked your train to that. You hooked your caboose to that. Trump sounds like me now. For all you that criticize me, oh, there's Trump sounding just like me, but he flip-flops. He's back to saying he'll destroy all of Iran again today. We'll be getting to that, but I want to finish up with this. So here's the bombshell news right now. We clip this up and put it on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble. I want this clip right up front, being very clear about that. Did you know that Trump's head of all social media, one of his top advisors and speechwriters, came out Alex Brusewitz, very respected, went on Tucker and said, listen, Trump knows personally Israel's trying to take control of the U.S. He's pro-Israel, but he's not pro the regime. He tries to act friendly and nice, powerful hour-and-a-half interview. We already knew all this, but here's a guy very close to Trump. So don't think just as Trump sits there and glazes Netanyahu in public, that's what he really thinks. And, of course, Tucker's talked about that. Trump's told him that. Tucker's explained Netanyahu hates your guts, congratulated Biden as the first foreign leader when they stole the election 2020. Trump goes, I know that, but I care about Israel. And I really deeply don't want Iran to have a nuke. Trump really believes he's doing the right thing. But Trump understands that Israel's manipulating him and Congress, and Trump's pissed off about it. And Trump has said that. Hey, you wouldn't even exist without me right now. Hey, Netanyahu, you'd be in prison right now. You better stop running your mouth and putting us down. We're your only friends that are left. Everybody hates you now because of the way you behave. And then the vice president comes out and repeats all that. Are they calling him anti-Semitic? Yeah, the Israeli newspaper, some of them are calling him a backstabber, a traitor. Meryl Adamson's newspapers are calling him that. Good luck with that. Just attack Trump more and you'll get him back on track where he was before he fell under your spell. So here is one of Trump's top advisors, head of all his social media, his top advisor in that area, saying, I got offered $20 million during this conflict to put Israeli propaganda out. Now boil that down. That's a foreign government. Listen to this now. A foreign government has gone to a top Trump administration official, imagine the ones that took the money, and said, we'll give you $20 million a year to push our propaganda. That's espionage. That is spying. That is election meddling. That is internal meddling in our politics. That's everything we heard Russia was doing, never any real evidence. They do some of it. China, it was the gorilla in the room before. It's still big in doing it. The EU, the UK is involved in our domestic stuff. Hollywood, BlackRock, the big banks, the ESGs, the social credit scores, they're all in here. And we're fighting them all, and Ken Paxton won court cases against BlackRock, trying to control corporations and the way we operate in Texas, and we're going after BlackRock, and we're going after the Chi-Coms, and we're going after the EU, and we're going after big tech, trying to get total liability protection with AI to do whatever the hell it wants. Any big group out of control trying to swing its Johnson around and slap us in the face and take our sovereignty, we're against it. But in a race car race, Israel's in the pole position right now as the gorilla in the room, the biggest gorilla in the room, the biggest elephant in the room. And I'd say it was in the top five before, but it's now really trying to run things. And here he is saying, they came to me and tried to buy me off. Well, then we have Netanyahu last summer admitting this and admitting it since. And now, again, $500 million spent last year. And then another $780 million allotted just a month and a half ago. And you got the World Jewish Conference a month ago announcing, yeah, we've spent, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars every few months, and it's not working. Everybody hates us more. Well, when you call people Nazis that don't want to be in a failed war and don't want the Strait of Hormuz closed and don't want the recovery killed and don't want a new Vietnam, and the Pentagon said the mullahs probably wouldn't fall and be a failure, the Joint Chiefs told Trump that, the Netanyahu drug us into Midnight Hammer and this new bigger war, you can't just call everybody Nazis. It only pisses them off. So this is criminal, and just because it's Israel doesn't mean it's okay. I don't want China, I don't want Russia, I don't want the EU, I don't want BlackRock controlling our domestic politics. I'm always harping on Soros with all the NGO money and State Department money, and I heard he was going to get indicted, and they've cut off some of his funding through USAID and EPA and groups, but he's back again. Bound Report, AlexJonesLive.com, Bound Report, Soros, DAs go to hell. They're getting cut off. They're getting in trouble. States are removing them. We're pushing back, but not enough. It's not enough because Soros is back in the news, putting in $100 million into these midterm elections that we know of. Why? Why is he in jail for all the crimes he's already been caught doing with ActBlue and the rest of it. So before we go to Trump's chief social media advisor and speechwriter and advisor, let's play Netanyahu last summer with a group of Christian influencers, first announcing his eight-front war, then he officially announces it, and he's done it dozens of times. You've seen it. But I think it's important when I make a claim to show it to you. Here he is announcing it.
So something I would like to raise, which was actually my first published paper, was how you and the Likud party are cut from the same ideological cloth as Trump and the GOP in America. And so specifically with Charlie Kirk's assassination, who was a big mentor of mine, my first mentor in the space, evangelicals, from all my research, evangelicals are the reason that Israel has been supported in public sphere outside of just Jews. So with Charlie's assassination and with the kind of trajectory that we see with like Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson, I guess I'm curious about what's another game plan if we lose evangelical support for the state of Israel? What's our backup plan to be strong like outside of the diaspora?
Christian influencers. Yeah. You said, talk about the woke right. He said, I call it the woke Reich. That's a brilliant. The woke right, because these people, you know, they're not any different from the woke left. I mean, they're insane. They're lunatics. But they're actually meeting on some of the things. And what we have to do is we have to secure that part of our, the base of our support in the United States. That is being challenged systematically. A lot of this is done with money. Money of NGOs, vast. Money of governments, vaster. Okay? We have to fight back. How do we fight back? Our influencers. I think you should also talk to them if you have a chance. To that, that community, they're very important.
We've not been winning it, to put it mildly. I think there are vast forces that are arrayed against us. Among other things, the algorithms of the social network that are driving a lot of everything else, you know. And people who really know, and they're the foremost people in this field in the world, they're telling me that about 60% of the responses on the social media are bots. They can categorically say they're bots.
Now, I've tried to add it all up, but nobody knows the total number. I bet even Israel doesn't, because they've got the Adelsons giving hundreds of millions. They've got all these other rich pro-Israel expansion Jews giving. The Israeli government last year, $500 million. This year, they said a month ago, $730 million. But then there was another $50 million that they added onto it. This is the AI overview from Google. We'll punch that up. You just type in Israel funds $700 million for propaganda. Israel recently approved a massive public diplomacy and advocacy budget, $730 million, 2.35 billion shekels for its propaganda and public awareness apparatus. And it's a fivefold increase from previous years. Let's scroll down. We'll show you the Times of Israel and some of their mainstream articles saying it. So I just want to get this clear that all this propaganda, all this brainwashing you're seeing is admittedly paid for. That's just the government. $500 million and $780 million. Do the math. That is a massive amount of money. Israel just quintupled its PR budget to $730 million. Experts say it won't work. Yeah, I said that at the time. That was in a few months ago. So it's here is Trump's chief advisor on social media, speechwriter, confidant, Brusewitz, saying they offered him $20 million to an administration official. That is attempted espionage. That is attempted spying, bribing. If the Russians did this, I mean, it's insane. The Chinese, look at this. Go ahead and play the clip.
I think this proves that the president isn't a slave to Israel.
Apparently, or he's broken free. He's broken his fetters.
You know, I don't think
I support.
I don't think the president was ever a slave to Israel, and I think characterizing it as that was not fair. You know, I'm friends with 8 years ago. I became friends with Bibi Netanyahu's son Yair.
Yeah,
he's a nice guy. There was a moment in time.
Is he fighting in Lebanon right now?
I actually haven't talked to him in a while, man.
Oh, I think he's in Miami, but whatever. Okay.
I don't think he's in Miami. I invited him to my wedding. So yeah. For the people who call me anti-Semitic, I invited the prime minister.
They're calling you anti-Semitic.
They call me anti-Semitic now. So I invited the prime minister of Israel's son to my wedding because, you know, and he's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
But there was a moment in time where
I know him, for the record,
the president after the 2020 election and, you know, didn't have a great relationship with Bibi. Bibi was the first world leader to congratulate Joe Biden.
I remember.
After the rigged 2020 election. And I think that's made people feel, you know, a little bit different, about that relationship. The president now has a great working relationship with him, but he's certainly not a slave to Bibi or a slave to Israel. And I think people who suggest that are not being fair.
And, that is a very important clip, also dealing with the fact that President Trump has broken with Israel. But the main clip I want to play, overhead shot, please. We're going to get it. We're going to have it. You're going to see it. Ha, ha, ha. Woo. Can't unsee it. He shares a never-before-told story to Tucker Carlson, and it's a remarkable testament to his character. Alex has rejected close to $20 million. It's more than that. It's $2 million a month in social media contracts since this whole war cranked up 15 months ago. Shortly after the Iran strike in June of 2025, he received a message that said, great news from Israel, and through a foundation wanted to offer roughly $2 million a month to disseminate info through social media related to Iran. This is to the head of Trump's social media. He said no shortly after Brad Parscale, who is President Trump's old digital media guy from years ago that Trump no longer has contact with, appears to have gotten a similar contract for Salem Media. Brad filed a FARA contract with the State of Israel, openly taking foreign money. Here's a clip.
So there's that. But yeah. I certainly let's prolong the war on behalf of the Netanyahu regime. That does seem to be funded by somebody because it's not an organic position in the United States. There's not, as you said, 67% in favor of the MOU. So right. Not like there's a groundswell of public support for following this lunatic path even further. So who is paying for that?
That's a great question. And for getting foreign influence out of the political ecosystem, specifically online, is a very, it's a passion project of mine.
Yeah.
You know, I am Trump social media guy. That's when I'm branded in the press.
Yep.
So you can only imagine the type of money that these countries and other companies have tried to throw at me. I do not take any foreign money. I don't take any money from the Gulf countries. I don't take any money from India. I don't take any money from Russia, China, no foreign countries.
How much would you make if you wanted to?
I've probably rejected close to $20 million in contracts over the last 15 months.
Damn.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
That takes some restraint.
So, you know, it's, I've had a really interesting career. Made some money. I made no money. I made, you know, and I'm not really focused on money. And I think that's what separates me from a lot of my colleagues or competitors, if you will, in Washington. However, I've actually never shared this publicly. In June of 2025, mid-June, shortly after the first Iran strike happened, I got a message from a friend and he texted me when I was on an airplane. He said, Alex, great news from Israel. And I want to read the message so I don't butcher anything that was said. At 2:47 on June 16th, 2025. Good news from Israel. They have budget for the American market to make a strategy and social network against Iran. I talked about you and they want to work with you. It is through a foundation. Call me when you can and I'll tell you all of the details. I said, I appreciate you thinking of me. Likely can't get involved with this one.
Good for you.
So in June of 2025, it is documented that an Israeli foundation wanted to hire me, an American social media strategist.
Trump's social media strategist
to help disseminate information related to Iran. I never got on the phone call, so I don't know exactly what they were looking to get amplified, but I didn't do it. You know, and
what
so.
What was the foundation? Do you know?
The foundation was never specified. However, 2 months later, an organization run by President Trump's former digital guy, who the president hasn't talked to in 6+ years, Brad Parscale, ended up filing a FARA contract with the State of Israel for $1.5 million a month.
A month.
Which, in comparison, Brian Ballard, who is potentially the top lobbyist in Washington, D.C., charges the country of Saudi Arabia $60,000 a month. Brad Parscale has no experience being a lobbyist, and he certainly isn't selling access to the president because the guy's got zero access to the president. So 2 months after I was reached out to work on an Israeli social media campaign related to Iran, Brad gets this social media contract with Israel, paid through by a German entity called Havas Media Group. And I'm going to read you a part of Brad's initial FARA filing related to his deliverables for this particular contract. It says, quote, production and delivery of a minimum of 100 root creative assets per month, spanning video, audio, graphic, and written formats. Creation of 5,000 monthly variants of creative. At least 80% of content is tailored to Gen Z audiences across platforms, including TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, podcasts, and other relevant digital and broadcast outlets. Integration, oh, here's the kicker. Integration of narrative messaging into Salem Media Network properties and aligned distribution channels. And then lastly on this section, paid media campaigns delivering a minimum of 50 million impressions per month with a target average CPM under USD $2 across the combined budget pool. So that's what the FARA filing says.
Wow.
That's what it says. And
so that means that the Israeli government is paying Brad Parscale to spread its propaganda in the United States through various vectors, most of whom are MAGA influencer types.
So it doesn't specify MAGA influencer types actually in that contract. I just don't know what he's getting paid $1.5 million a month for.
Okay, so I went to Barton Springs. People don't live in Austin. It's a big, giant, dammed off, 68-degree Ebers Aquifer spring. And I went and swam about three-quarters of a mile, trying to get back into swimming for cardio. I used to be at my peak. I swam up to 3 miles a day. But I went and swam, and I get out. I'm drying off, and a fellow walks over, white guy. And I guess you say he looked Jewish, curly hair, whatever, young. And he goes, are you that guy? And I said, yeah, I'm Alex Jones. And he looks at me, he goes, you know, the Jews are great people. Jews are good. And I said, okay. He goes, well, you don't like Jews. And I just looked at the guy. I was supposed to be all guilty or something. And I said, well, that's not true. But I said, I don't support Israel controlling our foreign and domestic policy. I don't control Israel putting in hundreds of millions of dollars to kick people out of Congress. And the guy starts just gibbering. Jews are great people. Jews are great people. And I said, I don't try to control Israel. And I said, I'm done talking to you. And that was it. Like, he thought, like, pointing at me saying Jews are good people, like I was going to go, oh, God, I'm sorry. I love Hitler. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I don't love Hitler anymore. I don't love Hitler. I don't like Hitler. And I don't like foreign governments running us. And I don't like foreign governments coming in here and spending hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I mean, you know, it's in the billions. In propaganda, I don't want the Russians, the Chinese, anybody doing it. And Israel's like, hold my beer to all of these people. And it's to get us into a war that closes Strait of Hormuz and destroys the economy. And they want him to have boots on the ground. But Israel said, we're not going to do boots on the ground. And they want Trump to invade the Strait of Hormuz, which they know will suck us fully into full commitment and something that'll make Vietnam look like a cakewalk. So that's where we are. And now Trump's saying he'll destroy all of Iran again if they don't open the strait. And he said, and if you break a ceasefire again, Israel admittedly is the one that keeps breaking the ceasefire. I'm not a fan of the mullahs. I'm just going to report the truth. This is crazy. I said back when this started, I said, if you can knock the mullahs out like you think in 4 days, good luck, but it's not going to happen. And it didn't. It didn't work. And calling people a Nazi only pisses them off. We'll be right back. Now, everybody's talking about forever chemicals, and there's a whole bunch of them, and they just basically never go away. And they've been directly linked to cancer, infertility, obesity, mind fog, neurological disorders exploding. There's a big study out, harmful forever chemicals in blood of almost every single American. 98.9% of the American people. And that's just these chemicals. That's less than 100 of those 58 different ones that are seen as PFAS. There are hundreds of other chemicals like atrazine, glyphosate, you name it, that are in the water supply. And most bottled water has it. Even if you've got well water runoff, it's got it. It's everywhere because the fuel additives, the list goes on and on. Processed foods, you name it. The thing to do is gravity-fed filters with the highest-rated double carbon filters. There's two carbon filters in our unit, but each one has two layers in itself. So it's double carbon, each one, not just two filters. It has 3 gallons an hour of tap water, swamp water, pool water, and everything is non-detectable. These are the platinum standard of filters, the highest rated, highest tested. You can read the studies by top third-party firms that tested it, two different ones, theallshowstore.com. We got a limited run of these, the most beautiful stainless steel, the highest quality. These are like $100 less than similar units that aren't even as good. But those sold out. Several thousand come in early next week. You can pre-order those now, and then it'll probably be a month till a bigger order comes in. If you want to get at the head of the line so that when these come in, you will be shipped to you first, now is the time. Because I would imagine the way they're selling in about a week or so, I was talking to Big Leader Sponsor this morning, the pre-order will be sold out when it comes in, and we're going to take it off the site, no more pre-order for the time being once that happens. We're going to wait till a bigger shipment comes in because we don't like to even do pre-order, but this is so important. It supports the show. You commit to do it. You know you're going to get it. You're going to get it first. This is hands down an out-of-the-park major victory. It is the top-of-the-line carbon platinum level, highest quality stainless steel, beautiful unit, great for your restaurant, great for your home, great for your cabin. It is the very best you're going to get. They sell units that aren't even as good for $400 all day. This starts out at less than $300 for VIPs, like $220. You cannot beat this deal. And it puts together in like 3 minutes, totally easy to use, very durable, tens of thousands of gallons go through it. Then you just buy replacement filters that are inexpensive, the highest quality. Get at the head of the line now and support the broadcast so we can rebuild this information warfare operation, get more hosts, more crew, more reporters. It's a 360 win. Don't wait. The biggest thing you do for your body, for you and your wife, your husband, your children, your staff, your crew, your coworkers, is have these units in the break room, have these units in your kitchen. It's a beautiful unit. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and ensure you get it first before we take it off sale until we finally get it back in stock when a bigger shipment comes in about a month. But a limited shipment coming in, it's about to sell out. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, running for the next 2 weeks is the Start of Summer Super Kickoff Sale. Every 3 days, one of our best-selling supplements will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultramethylene Blue, medical grade, the very best out there. You can also get the T3 iodine up to 50% off as well. That's the next 3 days. All the new 250th anniversary limited edition Patriot ball caps and t-shirts, some of the best designs ever, are now on the site as well, and it funds this operation, thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Cancel anytime. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Lost audio.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Sunday transmission. Thank you so much for joining us here this evening. Very special Sunday Night Live coming up with 3 hosts, 5 guests, a bunch of exclusive stuff, the former head of the Border Patrol to drop bombshells, Bovino. You don't want to miss the 6 and 7 o'clock hours coming up tonight. Here at Real Alex Jones on X and at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live and on radio stations across the country. We're very, very thankful for. But I've done an hour and a half and haven't plugged yet. Let me just tell you about the new super sale. Now, for 2 weeks, we're running the kickoff of summer sale, biggest sale of the year, across the board, up to 50% off. But you can also get buy one, get one free for 3 days. There's different sales every 3 days. We're no longer offering buy one ultramethylene blue, get one free. That elapsed. The new sale that's been running since Friday ends tomorrow at midnight. It is bovine colostrum cellular recovery defense matrix with other key super herbs that supercharge it. This is a private label of a top concentrated brand in the country of bovine colostrum, a little scoop each day, your nail, your hair, your eyesight, and if it's good for your surface, imagine what it's doing for your organs. The first 2 weeks of milk from a human, from a cow, from a donkey, from a giraffe, from a wolf, or from a blue whale, they're mammals too. They feed their young with milk. They have, you know, whales have little short hair on them too. Mammals are hot-blooded. We have mammary glands. We feed our babies milk. Other key things like that. There's things similar to mammals that are possums, marsupials, but they're not quite us. But we're the same as a dolphin or a blue whale or a walrus. We're mammals. Or a rat. Or a coyote. Or a mountain lion. All mammals. The weird stuff about mammals is, you know, all mammals, male or female, whether it's a rat or a mountain lion or a human, empty your bladder in 21 seconds. Interesting. Did you know? Just a little factoid. Look it up. It's weird. There's all sorts of other little factoids. But in the first 2 weeks of any mammal, there is a clear milk. If you've ever had kids and you see your wife breastfeeding and, you know, the baby's suckling and gets, you know, full of milk and then kind of falls asleep and then runs out of their mouth. It's basically almost clear. It's a little bit milky and it's thick and it's colostrum. And in that is all the immunity of the mother and all of her ancestors. It's pure natural vaccines, super peptides, super amino acids. It's incredible. And if you go back hundreds and hundreds of years in Germany and England, only the royals could usually afford this. They had a sickly child or the queen wasn't producing enough milk. They would say, give them the first 2 weeks of a cow's milk. And if you really had the money, because it was, you know, it was hard to find, you would want jackass milk. A jenny is a female donkey. German medical literature, British medical literature. Now, obviously, there's not big creameries, you know, that where they have female donkeys. But second to that is cow. And it's not pasteurized because it hasn't been boiled, hasn't been heated up. It's super concentrated with the marshmallow root that somehow supercharges it. And I've told the story. My mother never wants to go on TV, but she did last year, that we should find that and rerun it. I'm at a restaurant. She's talking about it at my dad's birthday last year. And she goes, Alex, because I already knew she was taking bovine colostrum. So months and months before this actually came out, I said, hey, try this. I know you're into colostrum. I'm taking it too. A few months later, she goes, I want more of that. That's way better than my colostrum. Look, your dad was completely bald. I'm not kidding. And now all this hair is coming in. And hair that was gray started, she showed me at the restaurant. You've seen it. It's coming in brown. This stuff is amazing. And if you take any of our products, take the methylene blue, take the T3 iodine, pure iodine, nobody else has got it, and take bovine colostrum. It is buy one, get one free until tomorrow night at midnight central at thealexjonesstore.com. And there are a bunch of other sales as well. It would take too long to go over it all, so I'm not going to. Now, this has a ridiculous name, but it deserves it. And Bigley made this product. I told him over a year and a half ago, I said, listen, I want to make something better than Turbo Force. That was formulated like 6-7 years ago. It was great by a top formulator. I said, here's the formula. I want it even better, even stronger. I know there's new stuff out that's even more powerful. So it's very similar formula to Turbo Force, but way stronger. It's super heavy, little bitty scoop, 10-hour clean energy without a letdown. This stuff is absolutely amazing. And it's got all these super nutrients and all of these special compounds. And it's got all this special high-end, time-release, naturally occurring stimulant from herbs and three different types of caffeine. It is amazing. So fast energy, but then it's smooth, 10 hours. Ultimate power is what it's called. I would just call it like ultimate energy or something, but I like ultimate power. Energy focus and more. Great pre-workout, great post-workout. It's Patriot Punch. That is back in stock, 30% off. our great zeolite detox that chelates and pulls toxins out of the body. It's a private label, one of the top brands out there. That's 50% off. Also, we have the new American 250th birthday limited edition 4th of July apparel. These are some of the best designs, not just that Big Lee ever made. These are some of the cleanest, best popping designs I've ever seen. Now, some of them I came up with the concepts, but what they did is incredible. But some of the other shirts I came up with are even better than what I did. Because, you know, they've done over 800 shirts now, most of them limited edition. Some are okay, some are amazing, some are the best. You can always tell what's nailed it. But I can always say, oh, that'll be a big seller. All of these are great sellers. All of these are very popular. They're very clean. Whole bunch of different designs. My favorite is the new kind of royal blue with America 250. Really clean. We've got the Gadsden flag on the Betsy Ross flag, destroying tyranny since 1776. We've got the America ride fast, live free, 1776. 250 years of freedom. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition with the rattlesnake coiled around a couple of high-powered semi-autos or full autos. Defund the deep state, 1776 free. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. But that one looks so good. I wore that in public the other day. I'm going to wear it on the show this week. And it's just really pops, really, really proud of it. And on the right-hand arm, it's got the Betsy Ross flag. And that's how we fund this operation. So I'm very, very thankful to all of you. And then finally, I want to air this great little piece that Reese put together of Dr. Big Lee. It's really funny, talking about what's in the water. But all the forever chemicals, all the atrazine, all of it, the biggest thing you can do is get a gravity-fed filter that has the highest rating, that takes it all out, with the nicest stainless steel housing at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. And we've almost sold out of the shipment that's coming in. The first one came in, sold out in 3 days. I knew it would because it's an amazing product. And people that know gravity filters knew. More coming in, I think, Wednesday than those ship out. We're almost sold out of the pre-order, and then I'm not going to do pre-orders anymore for a while. I'm going to wait till more of them come in. So it's your last chance. You want to get it right now. The platinum, highest line gravity fed filter. Get yours now. Here's the Dr. Big Lee promo.
Hi, folks. Doc Big Lee here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse. A communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
Oh, yes, they are. All right, so you've got the Israel lobby running around saying that if you don't accept total war, let Israel commit us to a greater Israel and put ground troops in Iran and nuke them, that we're all Hitler. And then running around trying to kick everybody out of Congress that doesn't go along with it and trying to censor everybody and spending billions of dollars propagandizing us illegally. And then you had the Carmelo Anthony case and all the racial attacks and craziness that happened there and just the insanity. And it's all divide and conquer. It's all so stupid. We're all getting chemtrailed. We're all getting 5G'd. They're all targeting everybody, Jewish, Christian, conservative, you know, liberal, whatever, with poison shots. It's just stupid. And I can show you 100 of these clips. I know you see them everywhere. Here's a black woman claims that black people aren't successful because they don't commit enough crimes against white people, and the only way they can gain respect is by becoming villains. Well, you're already got at least 20-1 black-on-white crime, and this is an attitude that's being taught, and the liberal corporate media runs this, and they run countless TV shows and movies where white people are the villains and white people are hunting down blacks and Hispanics and killing them. Statistically, it's not even really happening. It's very rare. But they create the illusion so these people actually believe this is happening. You got to fight. No, to be good in society, be productive, be hardworking, be steadfast, be honest. And you can still get ahead. You can also be a crook and join the system. But if you just run around beating up white people or killing them, yeah, Soros DAs will let you out a few times. You'll end up, though, you know, having a big rap sheet, not having a good job. And your main job will be just being let out of prison every time you attack somebody or kill somebody every few years. And then you'll a lot of times get killed because people will shoot back. So they're trying to start a race war. You can pretty much say we're already at a medium level of one. Same thing in Europe where it's open season on whites. This is just the stuff I saw today. And look at this. This has come out for a week. It's now confirmed it happened. These three losers jumped a white girl. They were yelling free Carmelo and stating that they were going to target the smallest white girl they could find. This is a hate crime and should be treated as such. Make an example out of them. I mean, look. A crime is a crime. The left want to say something's hateful, then you get a longer one. If you assault anybody, white person assaults an innocent black person, apply it evenly. I wouldn't even call this a hate crime. They went out in a gang, racketeering, and assaulted somebody. 5 years in jail. They beat her up bad. So we got that. But imagine thinking, and you've seen the videos where there's a homeless veteran in Florida, and a black guy drives by and just knocks him in the nose. Bloodies his nose and says, that's for Carmelo. You're a juror. The guy doesn't even know what he's talking about. I'm not a juror. What are you talking about? I mean, like, oh, yeah, let's just randomly. I mean, imagine because Carmelo Anthony stabbed a white guy to death. I'm going to randomly go to a Walmart parking lot and stab a black person. What? Don't know who they are. Don't know what they've done because they're black, got brown skin. I mean, it's crazy. And there's hundreds of these every day. Everybody always jokes as they call the thugs scholars. A scholar dances with joy after beating a man unconscious at an intersection. The scholar was driving the wrong way and collided with the victim, got mad, got out and beat him up, keeps beating him when he's on the ground. The cops show up and the black cop tackles him. So, you know, a lot of great black folks out there. They're more pissed off than anybody. Imagine how this makes them feel. A firefighter stands by and refuses to even exit his SUV. Unbelievable. But the cops do show up. And I see these every day. That's what's so dangerous about these online purchases or going out and meet somebody to sell them something. Teen pulls a gun on father and son in Houston Facebook Marketplace deal, stealing their truck. A father and son were robbed at gunpoint in Houston after meeting a man through Facebook Market listing an electric bike. The victim said he underestimated the suspect because he looked like a little kid and claimed to have walked from his aunt's house. HPD later caught the teen after chasing him into the brush. In Jersey Village, he has been arrested and charged with aggravated robbery. Why do these people, and I got video of young whites doing it too, but statistically blacks are way more apt. What are they thinking? I saw a video last week of the same thing where a guy shows up to buy a bike with fake counterfeit. It's a white guy, but he's talking in, you know, thug lingo. And the guy says, hey, this is fake money. So he shoots him 15 times and kills him. Now the guy's going to be in prison for life or executed because he's white. If you're black, they let you out a few times. So let's go ahead and play those reports back to back. And then one more of a young white girl at a park with her two-year-old in her arms. And the blacks come and say, get out of here. That's our bench. That's our park. And then beat her up with the little kid. I mean, imagine if you saw a video like this, cities would burn. And then you've got, of course, Caitlin Clark getting beat up, hit, stomped in the groin, punched in the throat. And then she gets condemned, even though she brings in half the money into the women's basketball league. It's insane. But this is the level of anti-white animus. Here's the video.
Black people, the reason why we're not getting nowhere is because we're not committing enough crimes against humanity. We're not.
True genius.
The Asians and Hispanics f***ed around and caught Stockholm Syndrome to these white motherfuckers. And we ain't do shit to them. And we the ones that they hate. When you become the villain, that's when people really respect you. And until we understand that... But you know what? We're not disgusting people, so it's not going to happen.
These three losers reportedly set out and said that they were going to find the smallest white girl they could find to beat her up. And they did do that. They found a little white girl, they beat her up, and while they were doing that, they were chanting and screaming, "Free Carmelo." They went out of their way to go and try to beat up a white girl because they believe that Carmelo Anthony is... I don't know if they believe he's innocent or if they believe that he's justified to do what he did and then he shouldn't face any consequences. So they decide to go out and do their own hate crime. That's what it is. They went out of their way to do a hate crime. They better be charged with a hate crime because if three white people went out of their way, said they're going to find a small black person, beat him up, and then start making comments such as that of, I don't know, of free whoever, that would be considered a hate crime. This needs to be charged as hate crime and see what happens. Then make an example out of them.
Imagine a black man, or he's about 18, black man, is driving the wrong way, runs into the front of your car. You get out to give him insurance, and he kicks him over and over in the head, stomps him, beats him with some type of object, and is jumping up and down like he's Mike Tyson, beating him. It goes on and on. And then the cops come and tackle the guy and take him to jail. The judge will probably let him go, give him an award. Beating the white devil, I mean, kicking him full power, jump kicks into the head, into the throat. I mean, imagine the disconnect. Oh, I'm mad. I'm going the wrong way. I hit you. So now I'm going to try to kill you. And the black cop tackles him because he starts rushing another cop. I mean, this is just cuckoo town, man. Absolute cuckoo town. I can show you 100 more. I'm not like cherry picking this. And it's happening too. Statistically, other groups are increasing. I got a bunch of videos here. Like in Spain, where a little 13-year-old girl just sits on a chair right next to where her family had chairs. She sat in the wrong chair. I've done that many times at the beach when you got chairs, you know, reserved. People say, "Hey, that's my chair." "Oh, sure." And this guy literally starts slamming her head, choking her, trying to kill her, and then everybody starts beating each other. I mean, and this is happening more and more. People are going crazy. The statistics are there. And look, I keep using old FBI statistics, 20-1 black on white crime. It's actually like 40-1. I mean, it's there. Everybody knows it. 9 out of 10 blacks get attacked by black people, and it's a small minority of young black men, but it's been greenlit. Here's another video in Houston. This, I see these every day, and it's not just black people doing it. It's whites, Hispanics are coming up, just robbing people, coming to buy. Usually it's a motorcycle or a bike, and they just steal your car and shoot you. Here's the video.
It comes with the key. So if you don't like it, we'll give you money back.
It's a nice e-bike.
You gotta get the money first, though. You can't take it from somebody like that.
Okay? He just pulls a gun.
I'm sorry.
That's not a black kid. That's a white kid. Or Hispanic.
The key's in there. Please, in there. I'll give you
your keys, nigga. But he's, notice he's got the whole gang lingo that the CIA put out in gangster rap on record in the 80s. And now he steals their truck. So, again, I mean, this is just crazy. And then, of course, he's going to go to prison now for a long time. What are these people thinking? They're not based in reality. Now, look at this. This is just one example. I see this every day. The film is called Miss Meadows 2014. And there's constant new ones out, but it's the opposite, basically, who the perpetrators are, then Citizen Vigilante, the big viral film they're banned in Germany. And she goes around killing a whole bunch of white men that are all criminals in the town because they're white. And this is just Hollywood, where, again, you can have plenty of whites as criminals in movies. Show other people as criminals, too. The point is, don't push this illusion that only white people commit crime. Yeah, just roll a little bit of a shooting this guy.
Why don't you and I get some lunch, and you can read some of those poems to me?
No, thank you. I prefer to read silently.
You think you're pretty cute, don't you?
I'm going to walk away now. I suggest you let me.
Get in.
Are you threatening me?
Get in!
Toodaloo. Mrs. Davenport, what are you doing?
The Department of Corrections released nearly 2,000 prisoners over the last 6 months because
now
of all
let's
the
shift gears into Caitlin Clark. She makes half the money, doubled their purse. They hate her for years. She's constantly getting beat up every game. She didn't even complain when she got kicked in the groin, punched in the neck. All this stuff goes on. We can show them the slow-mo of that. And then now other players are doing things like when they get bumped into pointing their finger. And everybody is saying that that's the ultimate crime that you can commit. She almost triggered a BLM 2.0 by pointing her index finger. And of course, I'm talking about Sophie Cunningham. I almost want to watch the women's NBA now because it's like gladiatorial sport. We'll show you some footage of that. All she does is point her finger, and the other team just completely flips out over it. And this is the black against white against black crap that is totally mindless. While the globalists rule over us and control us, it came out in the WikiLeaks. Hillary was talking to top psychologists at universities, the heads of psychology departments, about upping the racial division so that we wouldn't unify against the globalists. Overhead shots. A lot of incredible memes have come out of her. And she is a looker, too, and really funny. Here she is, Hollywood, make the call. Boom. Here's another one. So having a lot of fun with that. Look at this one. Sistine Chapel riff there. All right, we are out of time. I'm telling you, this talk show host is amazing. When we launch the full network, when we get more crew and the bigger studios get open, thanks to your support, I want to see Edward Zoll doing a show. He's going to quarterback all these huge guests. Greg Bovino, former head of the Border Patrol, dropping bombshells. They're going to be looking at the latest poison shots they're covertly giving the military, mRNA, MKUltra hearings now back on for next week in Congress, CIA freaking out. Massive Sunday Night Live coming up now on these feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the AlexJonesStore.com.
What does .com mean?